Very good, brothers and sisters. Well, yabuka, okay, what is yabuka? Bakiya, yabuka. How I describe yabuka? Fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bidammatil mukaddara. Okay, where is the fa'il? The two things come back, brother. They don't stay. Huh? They don't stay with the dead body. Yarji'u ahluhu. His family comes back. They don't want to go with him now. Huh? And then his mal, all his property, his wealth, also leaves him alone in the grave and returns home. But there is one thing stays with him. Vajabaka amaluhu. Whether we have done good deeds or bad deeds, they are going to stay and we have to be accountable, brother. So very beautiful hadith. Huh? Okay, brothers and sisters. Hamidun masha, aminatu mashat, hamidun nasiya, aminatu nasiya. We take a break, brothers and sisters, inshallah, and let's recharge our batteries and we carry on. Brothers and sisters, we are back after our break. And I wrote down something on the board for you to look at it. Rabbana. Rabba. Why Rabba, brother? Because Ya Harfu Nida is Mahzuf. It tells you, brother. So I will write down here, brothers and sisters. I will write here, Ya. This is Mahzuf. Now, Rabbuna is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. And, okay, so when you say ya, then Rabbu is munada. And because it is mudaf, it became mansub. Like, ya Abdur Rahman, ya Ababakrin, like that. So, Rabbana. And what is na? Mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi, fine. And then Aati, brothers and sisters, is an Amar. And it is from Aata. Aata is coming from Ata. And in form 4, we give another Hamza. Okay? If you remember, brothers and sisters, Salima. From there, you say Aslama. From Salima, it becomes Aslama. From Kharaja, it becomes Akhraja. Are you with me? You are adding Hamza. So we give another Hamza, and this Hamza gets a sukoon. Together it becomes Ah. Ti. Okay, like that. Okay. Ti. And it becomes Yuti. Form 4, it has got, how many letters are there? Ata. 4 letters. 2 in A and 2 here. So the Mudaria becomes you. This we are going to learn in next few days, inshallah. Before we go to book 3, we are going to learn everything about the verbs. In a brief way, inshallah. And then we yuti, brother, how do you make amar? Remember weak letter? Chopped. You give chop to you. What happens now? Hamzatul Qata. Where is Hamzatul Qata now? Sitting at Tim Horton. As soon as you drop this, he will come back. And then it will become, again it will become Ah. And then it will be T. Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hadfi harfi illa. Where is the file? Mustatir. Takdiruhu. Anta. Anta. He's right in front of us. When we speak in second person, Allah is right in front of us. If we can get this feeling, you know, it will change our lives. Aati, okay. Now, Ata, brothers and sisters, remember, Ata in base form has mafulun bihi. When you bring anything from base form to form 2 or form 4, it becomes a verb with 2 mafulun bihi. I repeat, if in the base form Sister Manas, just try to understand, because we are going to do this all over again. In the base form, if there is a mafulun bihi, then when you bring it in form 2 or 4, it gets 2 mafulun bihi. If in the base form there is no mafulun bihi, then you bring it into form 2 and 4, it gets 1 maful. So this ata already has a mafulun bihi. So now we have 2 mafulun bihi. Now watch for those 2 mafulun bihis. Ati. Na. What is na? Mafulun bihi number 1. Acha. Fid dunya. Jar majrur. And what is hasanatan? Why do you say mafulun bihi number 2? Because it is mansub. See, this is what we have to understand, that this dun, dan, din will tell us a story. As soon as you saw hasanatan, it tells you a story. What is the story? I am mansub. What is the reason that I am mansub? Because I am mafulun bihi number 2. Every noun tells you a story by its vowel signs at the end. Okay, fine. Vow, atf. And fil akhirati, you can again say jar majrur, brother. And hasanatan. Now this is mautufun ala fas hasanatan. Are you with me? Inshallah. So you got your 2 mafulun bihi. And then atf again. Harfu atfin. Okay, fine. What is qi? How will you describe? Yeah. What is madi? Waka. What is mudariya? Yaki. Brother, this is so beautiful. Let me write down. Brother Hassan, look at this, brother. Waka. Waka. Okay. Now, this word, brother, when you say wa on fa kalima, it is misal. And then here it is nakis. Okay, so waka, and it becomes yaki. Vow got dropped. Are you with me? The vow got dropped, right? Because it is misal. Wajada yajidu. Wada'a yada'u. Okay, waka yaki. Okay, now make a number, brother. Chop, chop. Okay. Now, brother, look at it. Do I need Hamzatul Wasal? No, I don't need it. I can pronounce. What is qi, brother? It's a sentence. That one word can become a sentence. Qi, save. You save. And then we add mafulun bihi. Qi is fi'lu amrin mabniun ala Azafi, harfi illa. Where is the file? Mustatid, takdiru anta. Can you imagine just one word has got so much meaning? This is the magic of Arabic language, brother. Qi. Felu amrin mabni ala azafi harfi illa. Okay? Okay. No file mustatid, takdiru anta. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, brother, waka yaki has to mafulun bihi. Okay, so where is this is your fi'al. Where is mafulun bihi one? No. Number one? I say mafulun bihi number one. Where is mafulun bihi number 2? Azab. Brother? Mafulun bihi number 2. And then, wahuwa muda. And this is muda. Isn't it amazing, brother? Today is the first day you are understanding it in depth. Brother, when I understood it, I felt a special joy in my heart. It's so beautiful, brother. And this dua Allah taught us. It is the most jame dua. It is the most comprehensive dua, brother. You say one dua, and it includes everything that you want in this world and in the akhirah. You don't have to say more, mother. This is the magic of Quran, that in few sentences, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes such a big thing, you know. Okay. Now, and sometimes people say, you know, I heard a joke, you know. There was a great alim. There was a alim who came from Middle East or somewhere, you know. And he gave a lot of lectures and people were very happy. Then in the end, all said, Sheikh, make dua, you know. They are so used to having long, long duas, you know. Sheikh, make a dua. He said, okay, fine. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And he kept quiet. They said, that's a little dua. But this has everything that you are asking Allah. It is the most comprehensive dua. But people do not understand. People do not understand, you know. And we have to understand. When you say this dua, it encompasses everything that we want in this life and in the next life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brother, the beauty is harfu atfin, fi'lu amrin, fa'il mastadir, maf'ulun bihi number one, maf'ulun bihi number two. Rabbana, again atina, two maf'ul, na one, and hasanatan one. So now when you read this sentence, you can analyze it word by word. Rabbana atina. And remember, when you say atina, he's in front of you, he's listening, you're talking to him. Alhamdulillah. I thought I should mention this. Since we are doing naqis, the naqis verb has come, inshallah. Okay, waqa yaqi, you can easily, you know, do. Okay. Let's do yaki. Yaki, ready? Yaki yani? Yakuna. There's a kasra there. Yakuna. And then? Taki, taki yani, yakina. Yakina. Then anta, taki, taki yani, takuna, takina, taki yani, takina, aki, naki. Now, brother, I write down one more thing. Brother Akbar Ali, I'm writing it here. Ta ku na. Make it amar, brother. Chop, chop. Brother Hassan said, chop, chop. I like it. Ta ku na. I forgot to say aha. Okay, brother. What is the amar? This is in the Quran. Cool. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, cool. You save. Antum. Okay. Okay, brother. Cool. Describe. Fi'lu amrin. Mabniun ala hadhfi nun. You just hadhfi noon. Where is the file? Wow. What is wow doing? Antum. And then the mafulun bihis will come. Inshallah. So, brother, this is the beauty of Quran, you know, and Arabic language, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, where are we now? We have done it. I may go a little fast, brothers and sisters. Hamidun Masha. Alawlaudun, mashahu. Aminatu, mashat. Albanatu, mashayna. Anta, mashayta. Antum, mashaytum. Anti, mashayti. Antunna, mashaytunna. Ana, mashaytu. Nahnu, mashayna. Now, if you can just look at me and I ask you, and you will be able to say, inshallah, without mistake. Amidun, mashat. Aminatu, mashat. Anta, mashayta. Anti, mashayti. Antum, mashaytumna. Ana, mashaytu. Nahnu, mashayna. Now watch for it. Al-awladu, mashau. Al-banatu, Mashayna. See, Alhamdulillah. Don't you find it easy now? Because we did so much practice, Alhamdulillah, it makes it easy, brother. Now we come to Mudariya, brother. Yamshi, we can say it together, quickly. Yamshi, Yamshiyani, Yamshuna, Tamshi, Tamshiyani, Yamshina, Anta, Tamshi, Tamshiyani, Tamshuna, Anti, Tamshina, Tamshiyani, Antunna, Tamshina, Amshi, Namshi. So we can do it faster. Next one, brother. Amar imshi. Ya auladu imshu. You know, remember tamshuna? Tamshuna became? Okay. Let me write down. Let me write down, brother and sisters. And you make it, Tamshuna. And then I write down here. Tamshina. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yeah. Chop. Chop, chop. Yes. And then I have to bring Hamza. Okay, brother? What becomes now? Imshu. Mashallah. And here it will become Imshi. Failu amrin mabniun ala hadfi noon. Where is the file? Wow. Failu amrin mabniun ala hadfi noon. Where is the file? Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Very good, brothers and sisters. And ya banatu imshina. Tamshina, you just remove ta and it becomes imshina. Because noon is the file. This noon is not the one of aata hai, jaata hai. Okay, fine. Now comes Hamidin Nasiya. We can again, let's do it quickly, brother. Nasiya, Nasiya, Nasu, Nasiyat, Nasiyata, and then Nasina, not Hasina. This has become my part of conjugation, you know. Okay, and then Anta, Nasita, Nasituma, Nasitum, Nasiti, Nasituma, Nasitunna, Nasitu, Nasina. And we can say, and we will be able to say, Huwa Nasiya, Hiya Nasiyat, Hum Nasu, Hunna Nasina, Anta Nasita, Ana Nasitu, Anti Nasiti, Nahnu Nasina, Antum Nasi, Nasi, Nasitum, Antunna Nasitunna. Inshallah, you will remember. Now we come to Mudariya. Now this is where you will always pay extra attention when you see on Ain Kalima Fata. Brothers and sisters, when you see Ain Kalima Fata, you will pay extra attention. Because Vav and Ya are compatible. You are not switching them around. Okay? Yansa, Yansayani, Yansauna, Tansa, Tansayani, Yan Saina, Anta, Tansa, Tansayani, Antum, Tansauna, Anti, Tansaina, Tansaina, Tansayani, Antunna, Tansaina, Ana, Ansa, Nahnu, Nansa. Inshallah you remember. And brother, here the Amar is given. This is extremely, extremely important. I'll write down one more time, brothers and sisters. I'll write down one more time. See, it is Tan Sauna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Anti will be Tan Saina. Okay, brothers and sisters. Let's do our chop chop. Chop here, chop here, chop here, and chop here. What is now the verb? In sow. That is your verb. And what is your verb here, Amar? In sai. You will remember, inshallah. Okay? Brother, da'a, we have done da'a many times. I will skip it. And then, brother, I think we have done it. Can you see number 19 properly, brother? Amar, Uda'u ya Hamid, Uda'u ya Auladu, Uda'i ya Amina, and Uda'una. Are you with me? Did you find in the book? And you know how to do it, huh? Okay. Now comes Arini. Yes, sister, my. Where is it? Page number?
The beginning of the letter, the sentence. It's not the Yahud Amri.
Tasrif. Tasriful Amri. Means conjugation. Okay, of Amar. Tasrifu. It comes from sarrafa, yusarrifu. Tasriful amri, min da'a. How do you make different amars, for six forms, remember? Dr. Abdurrahim is not doing dual. So you take two out, four are left. Okay? Yes.
She just wants to know the translation.
Oh, to attribute something. Attribution. You attribute a fail according to the damir. Are you with me? So when you have a different damir, you do it, the verb, according to the damir. That is the meaning of isnad. Okay, brothers and sisters? Okay. Quickly, brother, I have still some 15 minutes with me. Arini, I want to do quickly, brother. Maybe I want to do it tomorrow. Because it will take me some time and I want to do it nicely with you. This ara is form 4. What is it, form 4? Only I will mention a little bit, more I will do tomorrow. I will write it on the board, brothers. What is this, brothers and sisters? Ra'a. Put it into form 4. Now, you really are not very familiar with what I am saying. But when I say form 4, it means you bring Hamzatul Qata in the front. And I'll explain you, inshallah. Detail. So I'll bring. This is your verb. From Kharaja, you make it into Akhraja. From fa'ala, you make it into af'ala. Okay, brother? Ar'a. Okay, say it 10 times, first slowly, then fast. Ar'a, 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 ar'a. You ended up saying ar'a. What ended? You ended up saying ar'a. Fine. What happened, brother? What happened? That this Hamza was dropped. And the vowel sign of Fata came here. So this is form 4. Ra'a is to see. Ara is to show. Show. And Ra'a has one mafulun bihi. Ra'a has one mafulun bihi. How many mafulun bihi Ara will have? Two mafulun bihi. Meaning show someone something. Show someone something. Okay. So Ara. What is... Okay, now I'm still looking at the watch. This is your Mudari. Originally it is your E. What is the mudaria? Your E. Say 10 times First slowly and then fast. Yuri, 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 Yuri. It begins Yuri. So again Hamza was dropped. Because these verbs, we use them so many times with the continuous usage and of the verb. It underwent little change. Ara became Ara. Yura'i became Yuri. If this is your verb, brothers and sisters, how do I make Amar? Chop, chop. Now, brother, you, Hamza is waiting behind that. So the Hamza will come back. Are you with me? Okay, now I want you, Yuri. Yuri, I want you to make the conjugation. Sister Maimuna, try to make Yuri. Yuri, Yuriyani, Yuruna. 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 And then, Turi, Turiyani, Yurina. Then, Anta, Turi, Turiyani, Turuna, Turina, Turiyani, Turina, Uri, Nuri. When you say Uri, I will show somebody something. Fine, brother. If I say you Runa, and then I say to Rina, in fact, I should write down here to. Make Amar, brothers and sisters. Chop, 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 chop. Bring Hamza with Hamzatul Qata. What is the Amar? Aru. You, all of you, show. And then if you say to a sister, show me something, what will you say? Ari. What will you say? Ari. What is Ari? Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hadhafi harfi illa. Where is the five? Yeah. Who's ya? Anti. Who's wow? Antum. Are you with me? So this is what Dr. Abdurrahim is trying to explain us. I give you a little bit in detail. Now remember, brothers and sisters, if you did not understand, in the next few days, I'm going to do it in detail. All of it. Because before we go to book 3, we want to learn these verbs in a simple way. The details will come later on. My idea is this, brothers and sisters. When we go to book 3, every verb that comes, which is not three-letter verb, we want to know what kind of a verb it is. So slowly, slowly, you make yourself strong in verbs. By the time you finish book 3, brothers and sisters, it is my prayers and my desire, you know, that you all become experts in Arabic verbs. Experts, I mean it, expert, you know, inshallah. And you will, inshallah. Okay? Inshallah. So, brother, number 21, Ari. Ari ni. What is the meaning of Ari ni? Show me. Yakulu al-mudarisu li kulli talibin min al-tulabi ya fulanu Ari ni kaza. So, kaza is your mafulun bi number 2. Show me, okay, something or such a thing. You, for example, arini kitabaka, arini saataka. Are you with me, brother? Arini lisanaka. You go to doctor and doctor will say, show me your tongue. What will you say? How will you say in Arabic? Arini lisanaka. So, ari, okay, is the fi'l amar. Mabniun ala harfi harfi illa. And nun wikaya. And ya mutakallim, mafulun bi number 1. And lisana will be mafulun bi number 2. Wa huwa mudaf, and then mudaf ilai. Now, brother and sister, the last thing I want to do. I didn't want to explain you this in detail because it took away 10 minutes. But alhamdulillah. I want to take 5 more minutes, inshallah. I want to tell you something. Brother, kataba yaktubu wa huwa katibun. Wa Makadubun. Are you with me? Daraba yadribu wahua daribun. Madrubun. Are you with me, brother and sister? Nasara yansuru wahua nasirun mansurun. Okay. Gasala yagasilu wahua gasilun magasulun. Fataha yaftahu wahua fatihun mafatuhun. Okay. And then when we came to Misal, wajada yajidu wahua wajidun. Mawjudun. Are you with me? Okay. Then we came to Ajwaf and we said, Kala Yakulu Wahua Kailun with Hamza. Ba'a Yabiu Wahua Ba'iun. Nama Yanamu Wahua Naimun Hamza. Now, what happens here, brothers and sisters? This we are studying in Book 3, but I want to start now. And I will start with Masha Yamshi. Okay, Yamshi. Okay, and here is Masha. How many letters are there? What is the root? Masha here. Make it the ismu fa'il on the pattern of fa'ilun. Ma, shi, yun. Are you with me? Ma, shi, yun. Correct? Fine. Da ya da u. Da I won. Okay. Now, these are nouns which are made from weak letters. The lam kalima is weak. Only we are talking about nakis, brothers and sisters. The result is mashiyun. Okay. When there is a ya, and before that there is a kasra. Are you with me? If there is a ya, before that there is a kasra. I don't do it, brother. The language does it. Okay. What does the language do? Mashi. Because you drop both the tanweens there, so we are very nice. We compensate. Mashin. What is the ism file? Mashin. Which is actually Mashiyun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Here. Ra'a. No, make ism file. Ra'in. The shepherd who looks after. Da'a. Da'in. Da'in. Da in. Are you with me, brother? What is originally? It is da'iwun. But brother, kasra cannot be compatible with waw. So da'iwun became da'iyun. And from da'iyun, it became da'in. I'll write down. From da'iwun, it became da'iyun. Why, brothers and sisters? Da'iyun became da'iyun because the vowel is not compatible with kasra. So vowel change into ya. And then from da'iyun it became. See the magic? Okay. Now this da'in is marfu. What is it? Okay. And it's a nice way of describing it in Arabic. But I won't do it. Inshallah, we'll wait. Otherwise, I am afraid you might feel indigestion. Because we did so much of other thing. Only thing I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, make it definite now, da'in. Make it definite. What happened? When you put al, the ya became visible. Brother, this is like a magic. You take out al, it will become da'in. You bring al, it became da'i. See, now look at it. One last. Kada. Kadin. Okay. Kadin. Okay, brother. And then make it al-qadi. And brother, last one. Saka. Sakin. I think I've heard that before. In Urdu we say Saki. Didn't I tell you sometime back, brothers and sisters, my favorite little piece of poetry? Garmiye ilm se har saas ko bala kar de. Garmiye ilm se har saas ko bala kar de. Ya Rab, is khaak ke zarre ko sitara kar de. This is a dua, brother. We were taught in the childhood. And we used to stand in the assembly, about 1,200 students, and shout at the top of our voices, you know. Garmiye ilm se, with the intensity and power of ilm. Ya Allah, make my every breath a very special breath. A breath which has a purpose and meaning in life. I want that breath of mine to be a something that is very, very special. Okay? And then, O Rab, I'm only a speck of dust. Who am I? I'm only a speck of dust. Make me a star. Not Bollywood and Hollywood star, brother. Those are disasters. Those people are most unfortunate people. They are very unhappy. May Allah save us and our family from those roads, you know, and those tariqa. Star means, you know, you are shining, you are guiding, you are illuminating, you are very pious so that you can become mukarrabin. Okay, brothers and sisters? Ilm ho shamma to main shamma ka parwana banu. If the ilm is shamma, then I want to become a parwana. I want to sacrifice myself in acquiring ilm. Are you with me, brother? Ilm ho shamma to main shamma ka parwana banu. Mera ustad wo saki to main paimana banu. If my ustad is a saki, brother, I sang this for a purpose. Saki is a file. If my ustad is saki, the cupbearer who pours ilm, then let me be the vessel in which the ilm is poured, brother. Ilm ho shamma to main shamma ka parwana banu. Mera ustad wo saki to main paimana banu. Garmiye ilm se har saas ko bala kar de. Ya Rab, is khaak ke zarre ko sitara kar de. Brother Saki, Saka yaski wa huwa Sakin, and then put alif lam and it will become a Saki. But normally when you say Saki, it means Sakin. Ism fa'il from Saka yaski. So you know how the ism fa'il is made, from naqis verb, and they are called, these are called ismun mankus. We are going to learn in book 3. It will come in the first lesson. Mankus nouns and how they are made and how do we describe it, brothers and sisters. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim.